Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 325. 1934. On the day of the Assumption of the Mother of God, I did not assist at Holy Mass. The woman doctor did not allow me, but I prayed fervently in my cell. After a short time, I saw the Mother of God, unspeakably beautiful. She said to me, "My daughter, what I demand from you is prayer, prayer, and once again prayer, for the world and especially for your country. For 9 days, receive Holy Communion in atonement and unite yourself closely to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. During these 9 days, you will stand before God as an offering. Always and everywhere, at all times and places, day or night, whenever you wake up, pray in the Spirit. In spirit, you can always remain in prayer." Once, Jesus said to me, "My gaze from this image is like my gaze from the cross." Once, my confessor, Father Sopochko, asked me where the inscription should be placed because there was not enough space in the picture for everything. I answered, "I will pray and give you an answer next week." When I left the confessional and was passing before the Blessed Sacrament, I received an inner understanding about the inscription. Jesus reminded me of what he had told me the first time, namely, that these three words must be clearly in evidence: "Jesus, I trust in you." Jesu ufam tobie. I understood that Jesus wanted the whole formula to be there, but he gave no direct orders to this effect, as he did for these three words. I am offering people a vessel with which they are to keep coming for graces to the fountain of mercy. That vessel is this image with the signature, "Jesus, I trust in you." O purest love, rule in all your plenitude in my heart, and help me to do your holy will most faithfully. Toward the end of a 3-day retreat, I saw myself walking along a rough path. I kept stumbling continually, and I saw, following me, the figure of a person who kept supporting me. I was not happy with this and asked the person to leave me alone, as I wanted to walk on my own. But the figure, whom I could not recognize, did not leave me for a moment. I got impatient and turned around and pushed the person away from me. At that moment, I saw that it was Mother Superior, Irene, and at the same moment, I saw that it was not Mother Superior, but the Lord Jesus, who looked deeply into me and gave me to understand how painful it was to him when I did not, even in the smallest things, do my Superior's will. "Which is my will," he said. I asked pardon of the Lord and took the warning very much to heart. Once the confessor told me to pray for his intention, and I began a novena to the Mother of God. This novena consisted in the prayer, "Hail, Holy Queen," recited 9 times. Toward the end of the novena, I saw the Mother of God with the infant Jesus in her arms, and I also saw my confessor kneeling at her feet and talking with her. I did not understand what he was saying to her because I was busy talking with the infant Jesus, who came down from his mother's arms and approached me. I could not stop wondering at his beauty. I heard a few of the words that the Mother of God spoke to him, that is, to my confessor, but not everything. The words were, "I am not only the Queen of Heaven, but also the Mother of Mercy and your mother." And at that moment, she stretched out her right hand, in which she clasped her mantle, and she covered the priest with it. At that moment, the vision vanished. Here, St. Faustina has an apparition of Our Lady on the Feast of the Assumption. Mary asked her to pray and intercede for the world and for her country of Poland in a special way for 9 days. She was to make an offering of herself, to pray in spirit as often as possible. Jesus tells St. Faustina that his gaze from the Divine Mercy image is like his gaze from the cross. St. Faustina had asked the artist to have Jesus' eyes looking down, like he did from the cross. His wounds are seen in the image, and the rays represent the blood and the water that flowed from his side on the cross. So the image really represents the paschal mystery, the death and resurrection of Jesus. The inscription on the image is to be 3 words, in Polish, Jezu ufam tobie. The English translation is 5 words, Jesus, I trust in you. The translators felt that there was a difference between trusting someone and placing one's trust in someone. The Polish word implies the stronger bond of placing one's trust in Jesus. Jesus speaks of a vessel, trust, to receive graces at the fount of mercy. We can think of Jesus at the well with the Samaritan woman, asking her for something to drink. He had no bucket. He asks her to draw water for him. He wanted to test her trust. At the end of a 3-day retreat, Jesus teaches Faustina that she can't be completely independent, that she must rely on others for some help, especially her superiors, and she must always be obedient to her superiors, even in the smallest things. And then St. Faustina had another vision of Mary with the baby Jesus, and Our Lady was helping Faustina's confessor, and Mary said to the confessor that she was the Queen of Heaven, she was the Mother of Mercy, but she was especially his mother, and then she placed her mantle of protection over him. It's a beautiful image, and it's true for all of us as well. Mary is truly a mother to each of us.